This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's welcome to the program now on the long line, Dr. Michael Papa. He's a doctor of chiropractic medicine, and his new book is Generation ADD, Natural Solutions for Breaking the Prescription Addiction. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. Now, I got to ask you, we've got a few minutes here. What led to the book? What's going on in your life when you realize this is a book I'm going to write?
Well, it came out of anger, I assume, more than anything. I've been practicing 19 years. In the last 15 years, parents have been looking for alternatives. They've been coming in telling me their child has been, sent to the counselor by the teacher and so on, the typical scenario, and then to their doctor or psychologist, and then they want to put them on prescription meds, and the parents are outraged. So we started to explore, into this supposed phenomenon of ADD and ADHD over the last 15 years, and found out that pretty much a lot of it's misdiagnosed and too readily children are being put on psychotropic medications with little or no history background.
We're talking with Dr. Michael Papa. The book is Generation ADD. I was looking at some facts here from your book. 85% of all the Ritalin that is produced in the world is used here in the United States. That is a stagger. That's just amazing. I mean, boy, is that a U.S. drug or what?
Yeah, is that promoting something? Does it seem like there's a problem there? And that is a big issue. The scary part is majority of these medications that children are being put on for ADD and ADHD are not even FDA approved for kids, and that's a bigger problem. Now, these children are babies, 4-year-old, 5, 6, and they depend on the parents' trust and good judgment. And what's happening, these medications are 80% metabolized in the liver, and these children are babies, and they're growing their livers, their kidneys, their bones. And these medications, nobody's really sure of the long-term effects. And these are daily for years and years, if not lifetime. So that's one of the reasons that got me looking for other solutions for this supposed condition, ADD.
So, and we want to say, too, I'm sure there's some people out there, some parents who are saying, boy, the best thing that ever happened in my kid's life was Ritalin.
Well, it's not an all or none situation.
Right, right.
And I'm a realist, and you can't take a child totally from one spectrum to the other, and it's not realistic for the parents. But my concern, and what we did with the book, Generation ADD, is we broke it down that parents can explore their alternatives first, rather than looking at ADD as some sort of disease. Children don't automatically get put in this position. Parents know, hey, my child doesn't sit still. At age 3, 4, they seem, like they're looking, they're running around a little crazy. Let me stick them in the classroom and see if that'll control them. Well, it's the parents' responsibility in the beginning, because the symptomatology for ADHD and ADD is so wide-based. And pretty much anybody I know in their lifetime can fit into those scenarios of fidgeting, not paying attention, losing focus, blurting out answers. But those are symptoms of ADD and ADHD. Well, those are symptoms also of high sugar intake. Those are symptoms of high caffeine intake. Those are also symptoms of mineral and vitamin deficiency in children. And those are also symptoms in our gifted children. So to take a child, over the course of a couple of weeks in school and put them on medication without exploring diet, exercise, TV, sleep habits is absolutely crazy.
Dr. Michael Papa's new book is Generation ADD, Natural Solutions for Breaking the Prescription Addiction. I think there's very few people that would argue with you that we have a country where we're over-medicating our children, often in public schools as a way to control them. I've got a child who's 5 years old. She turned 6 on Friday. She is in a public kindergarten classroom that has about 20 minutes of recess all day long. I mean, with the increase of testing at lower and lower levels, they require now kindergartners to do things that we were asking, you know, second and third graders to do when I was a kid. It's absolutely amazing. And the biggest thing we're asking them to do is just sit in a chair all day long and do this work, which personally I think is a little much to ask for a kindergartner.
Yeah, they say these planned activities and his increased work apply a lot of stress to these children. And that will cause acting out. And your other point, you could take a child, whether it's he or she is 6 or 10 or 14 years old, that child can sit at a computer, text message their friends, listen to the radio, do their homework, and watch TV simultaneously. They're used to absorbing thousands of bits of information simultaneously. These children can multitask incredibly. And then you stick them in a classroom to sit them in a chair with the teacher teaching to the lowest denominator of the class.
Yeah.
That kid is going to bounce off the walls, like you just said. And we're not even going to approach the school board's dietary programs in the schools with the fast food and the soft drinks and the desserts and so forth, which is another additive to the hyperactivity of the children today.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a great point. We're talking with Dr. Michael Pappa. The book is Generation ADD. I've been to have lunch with my daughter in her kindergarten class, and the kids sit down, and not 5 minutes after they start eating, I mean, maybe 5 minutes, the lunch lady says, okay, you can go get your dessert now. For the kids who, you know, buy their lunch and want to go through the line again to buy dessert, and then most of the time, then, they spend eating the dessert, not the lunch. Now, my daughter, we make her take her food, and she only gets a little dessert, a little treat on Fridays. But it's staggering to see these kids, their lunch is left on the tray, and they're sitting there eating a popsicle.
And you have the control now at this age. You have the control pretty much through at least 12 years old to control your home diet with your child and so forth. So that's the time the parents need to educate themselves. Knowledge is power, and that's what we do in the book. We give the parents the education on what they need to be doing with their children now with just dietary aspects and structure and habit in the house, because one of the other issues that's going on today, like we said, I mean, how many birthday parties does your daughter get invited to on the weekends? And it usually consists of what? Pizza.
Pizza candy, and sugar, yeah.
Cake, and I mean, the sugar and caffeine in our children's diets today compared to 10, 20, and 30 years ago has like quadrupled. And not even saying, well, okay, my child didn't eat, let's go to this fast food restaurant. Well, they're not nutritionally sound is what's going on. Children are not nutritionally sound. So how do we expect their bodies to function at the highest level? These controls are controllable for parents. You can take charge of this. It's not your teacher's responsibility or the school's responsibility. You're the first level of defense as a parent.
And the danger here is if you don't take charge of it, the real danger here is that your child might be one of those kids that the government, the public school system says, yeah, we think you should drug your kid up.
Yeah, and that's a big problem.
And that's really scary.
These are substance 2 medications that children are being put on. Substance 2 medications, psychotropic medications, are in the same category as heroin, cocaine. Those are also substance 2. So this is not an aspirin you're giving a child, and it's not once a day. These prescriptions sometimes not only last for years, but the lifetime of your child. And that is a heck of a business, yet a tremendous danger. And when the side effects aren't even known in a lot of these cases, people, children, parents, they need to see love, they need to see structure. That is the main goal, and that's what's going to help control your child. Nobody knows your child better than you, and we put like 10 to 15 points in our book that you need to look at first. Medication, yeah, there is a place for it, but it should be the last straw, not the first straw, and that's what's happening. These prescriptions are being written with a 15-minute consultation in a pediatric office.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. I want to thank you for writing this book. I think this is a book every parent should get and should read. There's a very, very valuable and important message here, especially in this country where we are just drugging up our children and filling them with sugar. And it's just atrocious, absolutely atrocious. And it's frightening. And it's a wonderful book. It couldn't come at a better time. Dr. Michael Pappa, the book is Generation ADD. Thank you so much, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.